Upon walking through the wide opening, you'll be in a room titled Contained. All the design elements in this gallery space are reminiscent of walking into a Queenslander house. On the right, there is an arch formed by vertical wooden slats in a curved frame. Arches like this were traditionally used to provide visual accents and allow airflow through Queenslander houses. The walls are constructed of vertical panels of timber, each 100 millimetres wide. They are painted pale green. This gallery space is called Contained. All the artworks on display explore flowers that have been cut from the plant that bore them, trimmed and confined to a vessel, and displayed in the home. The artworks feature a range of styles and techniques. On the wall in front of you, there are 20 still life paintings. In Australia, still life in the European tradition became a significant genre by the 1920s. Surrounded by floral abundance, Brisbane artists naturally embraced and expanded on the tradition. Most of the still life paintings on display are from the Museum of Brisbane's collections. The earliest work was created in the 1930s to 1940s, while most were painted in the mid-20th century. There are also four contemporary paintings included in this display by John Honeywell, Bronwyn Searle, Judith Cinnamon, and Michael Zavros. The paintings are tightly clustered in three groups of 6 to 7. There is a mixture of watercolour, gouache, oil, and acrylic paintings. All the paintings appear lifelike and they differ in size. The smallest is 300 by 300 millimetres and the largest is 1 by 1.5 metres. The frames used vary greatly, from modern sleek black frames to ornate gold and deep-set scalloped brass frames. There are 6 works by renowned mid-century artist Vida Leigh featured. 5 of these are delicate watercolours of floral arrangements. There is also a major painting by Margaret Olley that depicts a tall white jug sitting on a table and full of white lilies, their yellow stamens clearly visible. Tucked under the lilies' spiky green leaves are deep rust-coloured flowers poked through. A smaller red jug sits to the right of the flowers, and on the left there is blue and white plate with a brown paper bag full of red grapes. A different set on still lifes hangs nearby. This painting by Michael Zavros, measuring 500 by 400 millimetres, depicts a tall, cut crystal vase holding 3 stems of thistles. The green leaves of the thistles are thorny and sharp, and the flowers are deep red and surrounded by green spikes. The painting acknowledges the seductive beauty of invasive weeds. A simple wooden table sits at the end of the room on the left and is covered in what looks like a reddish-brown tablecloth. It is an artwork made by Norton Fredericks. Norton coloured the cloth using shibori, a Japanese resist dyeing technique. The process of shibori involves pulling parts of fabric into little tufts, which are then bound with string. The fabric is saturated with natural dye, and where it is bound, it resists the dye, in this case, leaving the fabric with irregular white circles. On the table, there are 10 small bronze sculptures inspired by Banksia seed pods. They were created with a type of clay that, when fired, leaves behind shiny, smooth metal. Norton is interested in what happens to flowers after they have wilted and are no longer suitable for display in the home. Above the table is a square stained glass window, approximately 500 by 500 millimetres. Stained glass windows are a common feature in a Queenslander house. This stained glass window was created by Julian Podmore. At the centre of the window, there is a circle. In the circle, there are 3 bright yellow daffodils with tall green leaves. Daffodils are the national emblem of Wales, where Julian was born. The surrounding design incorporates blue and yellow textured glass and painted patterns. The stained glass window is illuminated by warm light transmitting from behind. At the other end of the gallery space, on the right, there is a wooden display case containing a ceramic vessel. This vase was created by Clary Lawrence, who creates fantastical ceramic figures that are uncanny, sweet, and dangerous all at once. The vase features 2 crocodiles covered in flowers and wearing star crowns as they chase each other. There are small ceramic flowers scattered around the vase.